Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What up, Bucks fans and Pewter people? This is Matt Matera from PewterReport.com. Just wanted to talk real quick about some news that happened today at the Pro Bowl regarding the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and some of your favorite players. Baker Mayfield. We've been saying it all year long. Let Baker bake. And that's exactly what he did in the Pro Bowl as Baker Mayfield won the offensive MVP of the Pro Bowl. As the NFC defeated the AFC by a score of 64-59. Congratulations to Baker on winning that award. Multiple accolades that he's gotten this season. We'll get into a little bit more of that later. Now, it's funny. We knew going into the game, Baker wasn't going to play until the end. Eli Manning had said right before the game in a sideline interview that Baker wouldn't play until the fourth quarter. So he'd end up being the closer in the game, which I think actually worked out pretty well for him. So Baker ended up coming in around late in the third quarter. So a little bit earlier than Eli Manning said. He had three drives overall. The first one was a touchdown scoring drive that gave the NFC the lead, completed a couple of passes, and then threw a touchdown to his old Oklahoma teammate, C.D. Lamb. And then the extra point, which of course you got to throw for and everything, was scored. He completed it to Amon-Ra St. Brown. So it was cool seeing Baker Mayfield and CeeDee Lamb reunite again. He looked his way multiple times in the game to the surprise of no one. The second drive, much quicker and involved a lot of Lions again. So in the Pro Bowl, you start at the 5-yard line. You got to drive the other 45 yards down the field to score. Baker started it with a big catch and run to Sam Laporta, the tight end from the Lions. That got the NFC down to about the 4-yard line, I want to say. Then it was a completion that got to the 1 yard to Puka Nacua, the 1-yard line, I should say, the Rams wide receiver. And he followed that up with a touchdown pass to Jahmyr Gibbs. Again, the Lions connection. A lot of Sam Laporta, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Jahmyr Gibbs. So that was two straight drives for Baker Mayfield, two touchdowns for the NFC. The two-point conversion was no good. DK Metcalf almost made a one-handed catch, which would have been really cool. But Baker balled out those first two drives, which was really fun to see. The third drive ended up in an interception for Baker Mayfield, but I'm telling you, it wasn't his fault. They had the lead 64-59, which ended up being the final score of the game. They're trying to ice it out. And he threw a pass to Amon-Ra St. Brown and went off the hands of St. Brown, tipped off one of his hands, and it was intercepted by Raven safety Kyle Hamilton. Very, very similar to when Baker in the playoff game against the Lions threw it, and it went off the hands of Mike Evans and ended up getting intercepted by C.J. Gardner-Johnson. So a little bit of a weird similarity there. But something happened a couple plays before the interception that was quite funny. So, again, they're trying to keep moving the ball, ice the game out, or at least keep running the clock. So it was fourth down right around midfield. AFC sent the blitz. Baker scrambled, which Baker's been doing that all season long. Gets the first down. About 20 yards down the field, they penalized Baker for flag guarding. They were saying that he was kind of stopping the defenders from ripping his flag, which I guess you're not allowed to do in the Pro Bowl. And Baker, everyone's mic'd up. He goes, flag guarding? Are you effing kidding me? Got all over the ref's case, was complaining to him. It was just the quintessential stereotype competition level, the competitiveness that Baker Mayfield has made famous throughout his career. The interception happened a couple of plays later, but it was just really funny to see Baker get so free.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Getting amped up, even in a meaningless game, Baker still trying his hardest. And he still played well enough with the two touchdowns to win the offensive MVP for the NFC after he, you know, thanked all of his teammates and talked about how much fun that he had. So shout out to Baker Mayfield for winning offensive MVP of the Pro Bowl that took place in Orlando, Florida. Good time had by all. So Baker had a lot of accolades this season. He won the Pro Football Writers of America Most Improved Award. Got a Nickelodeon MVP, made the Pro Bowl as an alternate, now gets the Pro Bowl MVP, and he does have a chance to win Comeback Player of the Year, which will be announced on the Saturday, the day before the Super Bowl. So maybe one more award for Baker Mayfield. Does that make his price go up a little bit more? Bucs fans will still be hoping that Baker returns to the Bucs this season. I'd also be remiss if I didn't talk about the other Bucs Pro Bowl player that was involved today. Tristan Wirfs had himself a day, even though he didn't participate in the flag football event. So you could score points in between the quarters to help your team out. This was a lot more geared towards the offensive linemen for sure. So one of the competitions between the first and second quarter was the Move the Chains competition that took place with a lot of the offensive linemen and defensive linemen. And essentially what it was, and I'll try to explain it the best that I possibly can, it was a giant wall that had all these rungs next to it with weights on them, almost like a dumbbell, a bench press, I should say. Then you had to take all the weights off. And again, every person had their own one. So individually, you're taking all these weights off. Then you got to go on the other side and push or pull that wall. So it's 3,000 pounds just with the weights. When you take all those weights off, it's still 2,000 pounds for the wall. So it is a team event, but individually, when you're taking the weights off, who else but Tristan Wirfs was the first lineman on the AFC or the NFC, offense or defense, to pull all the weights off and get on the other side to start pulling for his team? The NFC eventually won that event with a big thanks to Tristan Wirfs for getting it done. He was also awesome in the obstacle course. Him and Panay Sewell of the Lions were pushing that that cart, whatever you want to call it, at the end with Jason Kelce on him, pushing the sled, getting over the finish line. They won that. So absolute domination from the Bucs players today. Baker Mayfield, again, winning offensive MVP of the Pro Bowl for the NFC. And Tristan Wirfs just out there manhandling everybody else in front of him. So a great day for a Bucs fan if you were watching your favorite Bucs players. NFC wins the game over the AFC. Eli gets the better of Peyton for the second year in a row. And a lot of great stuff from your favorite Bucs players. So I'm Matt Matera from PewterReport.com. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll talk to you again soon.